Simon & Schuster Audio Works presents Star Trek, Time for Yesterday by A.C. Crispin. This program is read by James Doohan with Leonard Nimoy as the voice of Spock.
Time. Most beings perceive it as running in only one direction, from present to future, from now until tomorrow, and all the tomorrows allotted to us, all the years or days remaining in our lives. But I have seen a different face of time. I have traveled backward, through the centuries, through millennia, not once, but several times. I know the dangers of tampering with the past. In a doomed world's bygone age, I knew a woman named Zarabeth, whose loneliness exceeded my own. My son was born to her 5,000 years ago and grew to manhood on Sarpedon, surviving alone for years in a desolate ice age. When I learned of Zar's existence, I brought him forward to my own time, but he would not stay. He, too, knew the dangers of altering the time stream, and remaining in my present would have changed his own world's past. Zar returned to the Sarpedon of 5,000 years ago. Yet it is difficult for me to think of him as dead, even though it has been nearly 15 years or 50 centuries since we parted. I think of Zar as someone still living on the other side of those millennia, not as someone who has been dust since before the time of Serac. Perhaps that is illogical, but the ties of blood can render even the most astute logic uncertain. And over the years, I have discovered that, at times, there are things that transcend logic. I would not willingly admit this to Leonard McCoy, of course, but within myself, I know this to be true. Just as I know that something is very wrong with our universe. Time has been altered. Its natural flow speeded up. Waves of accelerated time are moving throughout the galaxy at speeds greater than those attained by any of our Federation starships. Stars in the paths of these waves of accelerated time are dying prematurely. Achernar, Canopus, Alpha Centauri B. Entire planets have been engulfed by their stars, entirely blotted out of existence or seared into charred lumps of blackened slag.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?